Welcome to the Brick Build Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Brick Build. Today is day 15. New love. Be an example by loving your enemies. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 16, verses 8 to 9. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. And let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for all our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 48. Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. my listening. The last 2 days, we have talked about your new lifestyle of Christ-likeness, being like Jesus. It is to keep your eyes and hands from sinning so that you can keep your marriage vow and that divorce would never happen. Is it difficult? It is, but it is also possible. Today, we will talk about your new lifestyle of Christ-likeness, which pushes you to love your enemies. Is it difficult? It is, and it is not really possible. How can you let people treat you according to what Jesus says in this passage? How can you love your enemies? It is mission impossible. Bishop Andy Wright gives us a clue as to why Jesus says we need to acquire this new lifestyle. He says, the shocking thing about this passage is that we are told to watch what our Heavenly Father is doing and then do the same ourselves. That's from Bishop Andy Wright. It is possible for us to love our enemies. No, it is impossible for us to love our enemies. But if we can be closer to Jesus each day and watch his example, we can be an example to others in loving our enemies. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be closer and closer to you each day so that we can be an example in loving our enemies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one. How have you responded to the enemies who have treated you in the ways that Jesus describes? What happened in those situations and how were you hurt? Number two, do you think you can do those things Jesus says in this passage to love your enemies? Why not? Or why yes? Number three, do you have anyone you can watch and learn from so that you can start to live out what Jesus says to love your enemies? Family corner. Number one, how does your family usually deal with people who hurt you? Number two, how have you seen reconciliation happen in your family? If not, why do you think that is so? Let us praise the Lord. See you.
time.